Houston. The Texas Senate has approved legislation to restrict abortion. Before last night's vote, State Senator Donna Campbell, who is also a doctor, said the bill will protect women.
I strongly support the pro-life legislation and this legislation that helps promote the safety of women when they choose an abortion. And I strongly urge the members to vote for this bill.
The measure bans most abortions after 20 weeks and imposes tougher standards on abortion clinics. Opponents say most of the clinics that currently offer the procedure will have to close. Republican Governor Rick Perry says he'll sign the bill into law in the next few days. Immigration officials in Russia say they have not received an asylum application from fugitive intelligence analyst Edward Snowden. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports that a Russian asylum grant for Snowden could worsen relations with the United States.
Snowden told an invited group of human rights activists and pro-Kremlin officials yesterday that he wants asylum in Russia while he's exploring the possibility of moving on to Latin America. He said that he was willing to meet a condition set by President Vladimir Putin that he stop publishing material that's damaging to the United States. But Snowden is wanted in the U.S. for revealing secrets about NSA surveillance programs. President Obama is scheduled to visit St. Petersburg and Moscow for a G20 summit in September, and it's not clear whether that plan could change if Russia gives refuge to Snowden. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, St. Petersburg.